各位弟兄姊妹，sorry， Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
用中文讲到了。
I think you speak English.
Today is a big day for our church.
今天对我们教会是一个大日子。
Because we will have a congregation meeting after lunch.
今天那个午餐之后呢，我们会有会员大会。
And during the congregation meeting, we will look back what God has done for us, and then look ahead what is to come.
那个会员大会一般都是我们回顾过去，展望未来。
It's always good to reflect on the past and to get excited what is coming.
那个回想过去，然后想想未来会发生什么事，总是很令人兴奋的。
At a time like this, I think as a whole church, that maybe we should also come back to the basics.
作为整个教会，我们在这个时候，也许我们也应该回到我们那个基本，就是基要真理上。
If I may, that I would like to invite all of you to examine something that's very, very fundamental in our faith.
就是我今天希望邀请大家一起来看我们这个信仰，就是我们信仰的基石中间的一个很重要的真理。
And it is a very essential to for us to follow the Lord.
这个对我们跟随神是很重要的。
In my opinion, humility is the most important attribute that we must have to follow Him.
对我自己个人的来觉得呢，就是谦卑是我们跟随神一个最重要的品质。
And when we walk, when we had the opportunity to hear the good news of the gospel that Jesus died on the cross,
当我们有机会听到。这个福音就是主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
And we realize that when we need him, then we must be humble enough to accept him.
我们必须要谦卑下来，然后才能接受他做救主。
And then when we study God's word, and when we realize that we need to make some changes in our life, we also have to be humble enough to accept his teaching.
当我们读神的话，然后我们看到里边。真的是我们要谦卑下来才能够接受神的话才能够愿意去改变我们自己。
So humility is the essential element in our spiritual growth.
对于我们的属灵上的成长来讲属灵就是谦卑是一个是非常非常重要的一个因素。
But,
但是
our self-centeredness always try to fight the lordship of Jesus in our heart.
我们的自我中心总是会和神的主权相争。
Self-centeredness says that,I am in control, and everyone has to listen to me.
自我中心就是说，我是中心，每个人都得听我的。
And if things don't go according to my plan, that I have to take control over it.
如果事情不按照我所计划的去行，那我就要想办法去操控。
My way is the best way, and everyone else has to listen to me.
我的想法是最好的，每个人都得听我，都应该听我的。
And then during this process, if somehow I hurt some people's feeling, that is just too bad.
如果在这个过程中间呢，有些人受到感情上受到伤害了，对不起，太糟糕了。
Because the world revolves around me.
因为呢，世界是围着我转的。
That's self-centeredness.
这就是自我中心。
Now, did you know that Jesus's 12 disciples were also self-centered?
大家知道吗？耶稣的十二个门徒也都是自我中心的人。
Because they knew that the kingdom of God was coming, and Jesus was the future king.
他们知道神的国要来临了，要降临了，耶稣会是未来的王。
So they're thinking that if I hang around with Jesus long enough, maybe I can get a position in his kingdom.
他们就想，哎呀，主耶稣是未来的王，如果我跟主耶稣待得近一些，也许将来在他的国度里边，我也可以做一个很。做一个很高的位置。
So there was an instance that happened that was written in Gospel Mark.
在马可福音里面就记载了一件事情。
Let's read together first in English and then Chinese.
我们先用英文读，然后用中文读，就是在马可福音九章三十三到三十五节。
Let's read together. They came to Capernaum when he was in the house. He asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all."
我们一起来读中文。他们来到加百农，耶稣在屋里问门徒说，你们在路上议论的是什么？门徒不作声，因为他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。 耶稣坐下，叫十二门徒来说，若有人愿意做首先的，他必做众人幕后的，做众人的用人。
So Jesus was asking them a question. So they were discussing a very important topic behind Jesus' back.
他们在主耶稣的背后在讨论一个很重要的话题。
And Jesus asked them, so what did you discuss?
然后主耶稣就问，你们在讨论什么呢？
They were quiet because they knew that this topic is something not very proud of to discuss.
他们都不吭声，都不作声，因为他们知道他们讨论这个话题实际上不是一个很光彩的话题。
Of course, Jesus knew, so that he called them up and said, he said, hey,Anyone who wants to be the first must be the very last and the servant of all.
主耶稣当然是知道他们在讨论什么，所以他就把他们叫来，然后主耶稣给他们说，若是任何人想做首先的，他必做众人幕后的，而且要做众人的仆人。
So that was one first instance.
这是第一发生的第一个故事。
And then Jesus realized that his time to be crucified is near, so he now turned his face towards Jerusalem.
主耶稣知道他要上十字架的时间近了，所以他就定义上耶路撒冷。
And of course, James and John's mother came and met with Jesus.
然后约翰跟雅各的妈妈呢，就来到主耶稣的面前。
Now James and John are among the two. They were the two disciples among the 12.
约翰跟雅各呢，都是这个十二门徒中间的一个，中间的两位。然后呢，他们是兄弟。
So let's read together.
然后我们现在看马太福音二十章二十节到二十一节。
Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and kneeling down asked a favor of him. What is it you want? He asked. She said, Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom.
说二十章二十马太福音二十章二十节到二十一节。那时西比泰儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。耶稣说，你要什么呢？他说，愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
So the James and John's mother came and asked for a favor.
然后这就是他这两个西比泰的两个儿子雅各跟约翰的母亲就求耶稣一件事。
So she wants her sons to be sitting on the next to Jesus. So that means that it's a seat of like a prime minister.
他要坐右边跟左边，实际上的意思呢是希望这两个儿子将来做左丞相、右丞相。
So she came, and the word says that kneeling down. So she knelt down and asked Jesus for a favor.
他就在主耶稣面前跪下来求他，来拜他。
Now, ladies, I'm going to ask you a question.Is a mother will do anything for their sons, for their children?
女士们想问大家一个问题，妈妈是不是为了孩子们可以做任何事情呢？
Obviously, James and John's mother just begged Jesus to say, hey, just set my sons next to you, be the top notch.
那约翰的母亲，约翰跟雅各的母亲就来求耶稣，然后说，你就把我两个儿子坐在你的左边右边，就是让他们坐最高的位置。
Now,She took advantage of this opportunity to ask for the prominent seats in Jesus' kingdom.
她就是用这个机会呢，来求耶稣为她的两个儿子求将来的这个荣耀的位置。
Because to be number one is very, very important to them.
因为做第一名是很重要的。
But Jesus said.
但是主耶稣说了。
Let's read together.
那我们一起读二十二到二十四节。
You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said to them.To sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for them they have been prepared for by my father. When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers.
让我们一起用中文来读。耶稣回答说，你们不知道所求的是什么，只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为谁预备的，就赐给谁。那十个门徒听见，就恼怒他们弟兄二人。
Now, you will not hear this from the other 10 disciples.
你不会听到下面这些从那十个门徒里，你不会听到这些。
Hey, James, John, keep following Jesus. You know, if you are being faithful, then you may be able to sit next to Jesus.
这十个门徒不会说，哎呀，他说约翰、雅各呀，你们就紧紧的跟随主吧。如果你们又忠心又良善，可能将来你们真的是能够坐到那个左丞相、右丞相的位置。
No, they felt cheated that their mother came and asked for a favor.
他们就觉得很好像被骗了似的，说竟然约翰跟雅各的母亲跑来求耶稣。
They wish that maybe their mothers and their relatives can come and ask to help them out and say, "Hey, Jesus, put you know, Andrew and Peter to the top seat."
他们心里可能也希望说自己的妈妈或者自己的亲戚跑来求耶稣，说，哎，约就比如说像彼得或者安德烈的妈妈说，哎，你把那个彼得跟安德烈也放在那个首位。
And then they even, I bet they even thought that this family is acting so shamelessly.
你们他们心里可能会想，这一家人可真是无理大胆呢。
Because they're just asking for this prominent seat right in front of every disciple.
然后他们就这么就是厚颜无耻的当着众人的面去求说，让我的儿子去做这个守卫，做左丞相、右丞相。
What are we? What chopped livers?
我们是什么人呢？我们难道就是
chopped livers like二等国民，
就是我们好像就是二等国民。
Yeah, okay. Of course, Jesus took this opportunity to teach them again.
然后呢，主耶稣就利用这个机会再次来教他们。
Okay, let's read it together.
让我们一起来读二十章第二十五节。
Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lords it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them."
耶稣叫了他们来。说你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。
So Jesus saying that what you're asking, what you're fighting is like the secular world.
主耶稣就说你们在争论的就像这个世上的人一样。
Because the high officials will rule over the people under them.
就在这个世上呢，是有这个君王和大臣来管这个下边的人。
Okay, he continues.
然后主耶稣继续讲。
Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
只是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
So what Jesus is saying is that, okay, but in my kingdom, it's not like that.
主耶稣就讲了，在我的国度里不是这样的。
My kingdom, the first must serve others.
在我的国度里边，这个做首的要去服侍别人。
And whoever wants to be first must be their slave.
谁愿为首就要做众人的奴仆。
And in my kingdom, I am going to only look at the humble ones.
在我的国度里面，我是看到这些谦卑的人。
And then in my kingdom, I am only going to use the humble.
在我的国度里，我只能用这个谦卑的人。
And you must learn.To be humble in my kingdom.
你要学习在我的国度里怎么样学习怎么样谦卑。
So that was the second instance.
这是第二发生的第二件事情。
And then, of course, then Jesus finally came to Jerusalem.
然后主耶稣就到了耶路撒冷。
And it's at the time of eating the Passover meal with his disciples.
在最后的晚餐跟他的门徒一起吃逾越节的晚餐的时候。
It was his last supper.
这是他我们称为最后的晚餐。
And few hours later, he will get arrested.
再过几个小时，主耶稣就要被抓起来了。
And then within 24 hours, he will be crucified and die.
二十四小时之内，主耶稣会被钉在十字架上，会死。
He was burdened. He was sorrowful.
主耶稣心里很沉重，他心里也很难过。
And you can imagine there's like a really sad music playing in the background.
然后你可以想象，在这个时候，实际上是一个非常一个悲伤的音乐在背后。如果你看一个电影的话，会有一个很悲伤的音乐在后边响起。
In a moment like this, guess what his disciples were debating about?
在这个很悲伤这样的一个时刻，你猜他的门徒他们在讨论什么问题呢
？In the Gospel of Luke says that they were debating that who was the greatest.
他们又在讨论说谁是他们中间谁是谁会为首，谁是最大的。
I don't know. It's like Jesus can put up with them.
我不知道主耶稣怎么忍受他们的。
So, this is a little bit long. John 13:1-5. Let's read it together.
约翰福音十三章一到五节，让我们一起来读。
First in English, and then I'll show you the Chinese.
我们先用英文读，然后再用中文读。
It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothes, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
好，我请我们大家一起来读中文。逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的心意识放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
So Jesus realized that his time is very, very limited.
主耶稣知道他的时间很少了。
And yet he wants his disciples to learn this precious lesson of humility for his kingdom.
主耶稣希望他的门徒在这个最后的时候能够学到说这个谦卑的功课，这个在他的国度里是很宝贵的。
So he set an example for them.
所以他就为他们设立了榜样，以身作则。
So in Jesus' time, if you are invited to a dinner, to a party, to another house,
在主耶稣的时候，如果有人邀请你去他们家吃饭，或者说去一个宴会，
then you will bathe at home, clean it up.
你在家里会先洗澡，就是把自己弄干净。
And then you clean yourself up, and then you walk towards the host's house.
然后你就去到那个主人的家里。
Of course, at that time, concrete and asphalt were not invented yet.
在那个时候也没有柏油路，也没有水泥路。
So the roads were muddy, and then you wore a sandal.
然后那个路都是泥乎乎的，然后呢，你穿的这个凉鞋。
Then your feet will get dirty when you arrive at the host's house.
当你到了主人家的时候，你的脚就脏了。
And then usually there's someone at the host house will wash the feet for you.
在那个主人家里呢，会有一个人呢为你洗脚。
And if the house can afford to hire someone, then they'll hire a servant.
如果他们要是有钱呢，这主人家有钱，他们会雇一个人。
The servant will wash the feet for you.
他会雇一个佣人来为你洗脚。
If not, then maybe the children in the house, or even the hostess will wash the feet for you.
或者是呢，如果他们不能雇人的话，那这个家里主人的孩子或者这个主人太太会为你洗脚。
Once your feet are clean, then you're ready to go into the dining room and enjoy the party.
然后你的脚洗好了之后，你就可以去这个餐厅里边去跟大家一起吃饭了。
Now, obviously, that night, no one washed their feet.
很明显的，就是说在那天晚上呢，没有人来给这些门徒给他们洗脚。
And you can just forget about the disciples who wash each other's feet.
你也别想说这个门徒之间彼此洗脚。
So Jesus took this opportunity to do the servant's job.
然后主耶稣就利用这个机会呢，来做一个仆人要做的工作。
So this is when he will got up, and then he will took off his outer clothing, wrapped a towel around his waist, and then pour water into basin, and then start washing the disciples' feet.
主耶稣就脱了衣服呢，然后去树上拿一条毛巾束腰，然后就去拿上盆子，灌上水，然后就去给这个门徒洗脚。
You can imagine now he goes around, right? 12 disciples, and then he's going around and around and around.
然后你看主耶稣就围着这个十二个门徒一个一个的洗。
Now, of course, when it comes to Peter,
然后当我们知道当主耶稣洗到彼得的时候,
and then let's read this together.
那我们一起来读彼得怎么说。
He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet.
然后我们一起来读。挨到西门彼得，彼得对他说：主啊，你洗我的脚吗？耶稣回答说：我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。彼得说：你永不可洗我的脚。
So when Jesus came to Peter, Peter has an objection.
当那个主耶稣要洗彼得脚的时候，彼得就反对了。
He was following the proper social protocol.
他就是那个彼得是按照社交上的这种礼节。
For a servant to wash the guest's feet, that's socially acceptable.
就是在正常的来讲呢，应该是仆人洗这个客人的脚。
For a student wash his teacher's feet, that is also socially acceptable.
就是在正常的来讲呢，应该是那个学生洗老师的脚。
But for a highly respected Jewish teacher,To wash his students' feet is absolutely not socially acceptable.
对于让一个那个受人尊重的一个老师，犹太人的老师来洗他学生的脚，那是在那个社会上是完全不可以接受的。
Peter was thinking that, aren't you the Messiah, the Son of the Living God?
彼得在想说你不是弥赛亚吗？你不是永生之神的儿子吗
？Aren't you the Holy One?
你不是那位圣者吗
？And what are you doing? You're acting like a servant.
你为什么这样做呢？你表现得像个仆人一样。
You will never wash my feet.
所以你永不可洗我的脚。
And then, of course, Jesus would reply.
然后主耶稣怎么回答呢
？Let's read together.
让我们一起来读。
Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, "Not just my feet."But my hands and my head as well. Jesus answered, Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean.
耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
So, Jesus responded that, unless...I wash you, you have no part with me.
主耶稣说了，你如果我不洗彼得，如果我不洗你，你就跟我没有关系了。
Because Jesus wants Peter to learn the lesson of humility.
主耶稣是想要让彼得学习这个谦卑的功课。
And he is very, very serious.
主耶稣在这件事情上是很认真的。
So of course, Peter will react and said.
但是彼得反应是什么呢？
就是 okay, in that case, then how about my hands, my feet?My head, everything. How about that?
如果不单是那样的话，那你就把我全身上下都洗了，连我的手和头也要洗。
Now you can see that Peter really, really loves the Lord.
你知道从这里看，主耶稣彼得是很爱主的。
Because he really could not, be without Jesus.
他不能说没有他真的是需要主。
So he said, "Okay, do everything."
所以他就说主啊，你就真的把我全身都洗了。
This is where we also see that, you know, even though this is good, but, you know, we can see his selfishness coming in.
然后我们虽然说这样是好，但是我们也能看到彼得在这里有点自私。
Because that it's not, because he wants Jesus to wash him, not because to learn the lesson of humility.
他想要主耶稣洗他，并不是说他想学这个谦卑的功课。
But he just cannot do without him.
他就是享受主耶稣就是给他更多的这个东祝福，让他。就是他不能没有主。
Okay. All right, so we read it together.
那我们一起来读约翰福音十三章十二到十七节。
When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher,have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now, that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
让我们一起来读中文。耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Jesus realized that self-centeredness will devastate his kingdom.
耶稣知道这个自我中心对他的国度会带来很大的损害。
It is a poison to his followers.
这个自我中心像毒药，对他的门徒来讲就像毒药似的。
So the remedy is for his disciples to learn the lesson of humility.
这个疗法呢，就是让他的门徒要学会谦卑。
He commanded his disciples to be humble.
他命令他的门徒要谦卑。
And then to humble to each other.
而且要彼此谦卑。
Because he wants them to value others above themselves.
他希望他的门徒呢能够去看重别人，胜于看重自己。
So Jesus set an example for his disciples, actually for us, then we have no excuse not to learn from him.
主耶稣呢为他的门徒也为我们树了一个榜样，所以我们没有理由说我们可以不去学习这个功谦卑。
Now we saw that he at least three times that he taught his disciples on the value of humility.
我们看到在这个福音书里至少有三次呢，耶稣记载了这个，耶稣讲到了这个谦卑的这个重要性。
He insisted on them that they must learn to be humble in his kingdom.
主耶稣坚持他们要在他的国度里一定要学习谦卑。
Because in his kingdom, he will rise up the humble and he will throw down the proud.
主耶稣在他的国度里，主耶稣会使谦卑的升高，使高傲的降卑。
And then in his kingdom, he will only use the humble.
在他的国度里，主耶稣只能用谦卑的人。
Not the talented, not the skillful, and not the enthusiast.
并不是说这种有才能的、有技能的，或者是这种很热心的。
Only the humble.
只有这种谦卑的人才能被主所用。
Now, to be humble, that we need to surrender ourselves before the throne of God.
要谦卑呢，我们首先要对神的宝，要在神的宝座前面前降服。
He is the Almighty God, the creator of the universe.
他是全能的神，是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
He is the Lord that showed us mercy and grace on the cross.
他是在十字架上对我们显示了他的慈爱和他的恩典。
And he is the Lord who will come to judge the living and the dead.
他是将来要审判死人活人的主。
And he's the one that we give all the praises to.
他是我们把我们所有的颂赞尊荣都要归给的。
So when we are ready to submit ourselves to him,
当我们要顺服他的时候，
that's when we are ready to learn the lesson of humility from Jesus.
那个时候就是我们可以学习谦卑的功课的时候。
And we will need to continue practicing and cultivating and disciplining in surrendering ourselves to Jesus.
在降服方面，我们要不断的就是要学习，要操练，要培养。
And we need the strength from the Holy Spirit to walk with the Lord every day.
我们需要从圣灵而来的能力，才能每天和主同行。
So let me ask you a personal question.
让我问一个就是个人的问题。
How are you walking with the Lord every day?
你每天和主的同行是怎么样的呢？
Do you surrender your life to Him every day?
你每天把你的生活降，把你的生命降服于主耶稣之下吗？
Do you surrender more and more than yesterday?
有没有你今天比昨天更顺服，更降服？
Because of surrendering, when we surrender ourselves to Jesus, then we can learn the lesson of humility.
当我们对主耶稣降服的时候，我们才能学习谦卑的功课。
Jesus also commanded us to wash each other's feet.
主耶稣也要求我们要彼此洗脚。
That is to submit to one another.
就是说我们要彼此顺服。
Now it's easier to submit to the Lord than to submit to a person.
顺服主当然比顺服人旁边的人要容易。
Right, because you know, Lord, He's Almighty, He's loving, and of course, we can easy to submit to Him.
当主耶稣，我们的神呢，他是全能的神，然后他也是很爱的，很爱我们的神，我们当然很容易顺服他。
But to submit to a person is like, I'm older than you are. Why should I submit to you?
比如说，我们要顺服别人，那我比你年纪大，我为什么要顺服你呢？
I graduated top-notch school.
我从一个很棒的那个大学里毕业。
I have more experience than you.
我比你经验更丰富。
I drive a more expensive car than you.
我的车开的比你好。
Why should I submit to you?
我怎么要顺服？为什么要顺服你呢
？That's difficult, right?
那是很难的、很困难的一件事情。
But Jesus wants us to change our perspective.
主耶稣要我们改变我们的这个看问题的角度。
Now, if someone asks me, "Hey, John, do you love the Lord?"
如果有人问我说，哦，那个庞弟兄，你爱主吗？
And I said, "Of course I do."
我会说，当然我爱主。
Do you love Him the most?
那你爱主，你最爱主吗？你爱的时候，你最爱主吗
？Most of the time.
说可能大部分时间吧。
Do you obey the Lord?
那你有没有就是完全的顺服主呢
？Yeah, I do.
我有。
All the time.
所有的时候呢？所有的时间吗
？Better than before.
说比以前好。
Do you live a holy life?
你有没有过一个圣洁的生活呢
？I try to.
我在努力去过一个圣洁的生活。
But does Jesus love me?
耶稣爱我。
Yes.
是的，主耶稣是爱我。
Does Jesus accept me?
主耶稣接纳我吗
？Of course.
当然了，主耶稣完全的接纳我。
Because I was redeemed by His precious blood, I am precious in His sight.
因为我是被主耶稣的宝血所救赎的，我在他的眼里是宝贵的。
So likewise, does Jesus love you?
同样的，主耶稣爱你。
Yes.
是的。
Does Jesus accept you?
主耶稣是不是也接纳你呢
？Of course.
当然了。
Because you were redeemed.By His blood, you are precious in His sight.
因为你是也是被主耶稣的宝血所买赎的，你在他的眼里也是很宝贵的。
Because you are precious, then I can certainly be humble before you.
因为你在主耶稣的眼里也是宝贵的，所以我应该在你面前谦卑。
And I can wash your feet.
然后我可以洗你的脚。
Now, a humble person has many of many of the characteristics. I'm going to list some of them.
谦卑的人呢有很多特质。我们就在这里看几样。
Now, as you listen to these, paint yourself and say, okay, who fits these characteristics?
当你听的时候呢，我希望你能够想一想，说，哦，有谁能够就是能够合到这个里边，有这些品质。
And then maybe you can tell them after service that, hey, you have that characteristic. You're humble.
然后你可能这个我们聚会之后，你可以给那个人说，哦，说你好像有这些品质啊，你是一个谦卑的人。
Now, also look at.Some of these characters, if you have them.
然后看看这些品质，看看你自己有没有。
Of course, don't raise your hand and say, I have them.
然后你别举手说，哎，我有这些品质啊。
Yeah, if you do that, you're not humble.
当你一举手的时候，你就不再是一个谦卑的人了。
Okay. A humble person pays attention to other people's needs.
一个谦卑的人呢，会注意到别人的需要。
And then they will really care for others.
他们心里真的是会在意关心别人。
How can I help is their life's motto.
他们的那个生活的座右铭就是说我怎么能够去我怎么样帮助
They want to serve
他们想要去服侍
A humble person also respects others
另外一个呢谦卑的人他会尊重别人
They are willing to listen to others' opinions
他们会去愿意去听别人的心声
They were also even willing to accept their suggestions
然后也会去接纳别人的意见
Also, a humble person will listen carefully, and then they will not prejudge about the speaker.
他们会认真聆听，然后呢，不是说先做一个预先的判断。
Because they want to understand what the speaker tried to say.
他们不会，他们是想要听，而不是说想要仔细的听这个对方到底是什么讲的是什么。
Also, a humble person wants to learn, especially from his own mistakes.
这个谦卑的人呢，是想喜欢学习，然后尤其是从自己的过去的失败里边学习。
Every time I have a chance to serve on the podium, like for to be an interpreter or as a speaker,
我每次在台上讲道或者做翻译的时候，
I really value my wife's critique.
我很在意我太太对我的意见。
Sometimes I feel like I've done a good job.
然后我有时候觉得，我今天这个讲的不错。
And then my self-centeredness.
然后我就好像感觉自己飘飘然的。
And then she comes home and then she said, you know, the sentence you used could have said it this way.
然后我太太就回家告诉我说，那句话你可能会那么讲，会更好一些。然后我的这个好像泄了气的皮球一样。
You know that word you use, if you say it this way, then it will be better.
你要这么说可能会更好。然后我的这个气就越杀越多，就越来越小。
Her critiques really helped my service.
她的这个意见的看法真的是帮助我的服侍。
Also, a humble person helps others from their own mistakes. They don't mind share their mistakes to others.
谦卑的人呢，不怕把自己的过犯拿出来呢，做别人的见解。
Because they want to help others, so they'll use their own mistake and then say, "Hey, don't go there."
他们想要帮助别人，有时候他们会拿自己的例子去。警戒别人说我这样犯这个错，你不要再犯这个错误。
A humble person wants to solve issues, not blaming on people.
这个谦卑的人呢，想要去解决问题，而不是责怪别人。
You know, the self-centered person will always want to point fingers at people, and it's not their fault.
自我中心的人总是会把指头指向别人，说不是他，不是我的错，是你的错。
A humble person also gives words of affirmation.
这个谦卑的人呢，总是会给别人一个赞赏，别人给别人一个肯定的话语。
And then these words really genuinely from their heart.
然后这些肯定的话语呢，真的是从他们心里发出来的。
Now, I recognize that we Chinese very seldom give words of praises to other people.
我们中国人呢，好像不太容易呢去说这种肯定赞赏的话。
Let's admit this.
让我们就是诚实一点面对这个。
Okay. We are very stingy on words affirming on what other people is doing right.
我们呢就是在对别人做的对的好正确的事情上，我们好像要赞赏的时候都很吝啬。
However, we are very generous in pointing out what's wrong with other people.
但是我们对指出别人的过错的时候呢，我们确实很慷慨的。
You know, that's how we were raised, and then that's how we're raising our children.
我们从小，我们就是那样被养大的。也是我们对待孩子的方，我们教养孩子的方式。
I understand that in the world of a billion people, and that for us to rise to the top, we have to be good and better and best.
就是说，世界上有这么多人，几十亿的人，我们要想做这个拔尖的人呢，我们要比别人都好，我们不能犯错误。
Imperfection is not allowed.
这个不完美是不可以被接受的。
I remember when my daughter brought her report card one time.
我的女儿有一次把那个学习她的那个就是那考试成绩带回家。
Yeah, there were five subjects.
然后里边有她考了五门功课。
So I looked at it and there was a percentile.
然后她就是有那个大概她这个考试占多少个百分比。
95。
95。
98。
98。
100。190 My eyes will automatically go to that 90.
然后我的眼睛自动就看到那个最低的90.
And I said, "Hey, what happened here? How you got a 90 here?"
说你怎么回事？怎么这儿只得90分呢？
And then my wife will smack my head.
然后太太就拍拍我，就说，
"Did you see the other four?"
你有没有看到别的四项呢？
Now, giving words of affirmation, let me tell you.The Americans are doing better than the Chinese.
相对来讲呢，这美国人就是说，在这个肯定别人、赞赏别人方面，比中国人要做得好。
They point out what you do really well, but seldom point out what you don't do well.
他们基本上呢，就是指出来说你做的对的、好的地方，但他们很少指出来你做的错的地方。
Linda one time went to a Bible study gathering for some of the American ladies.
有一次 Linda 呢，我太太呢，她去一个那个美国人的一个妇女一个查经，然后她在那里给他们施琴。
Yeah, and then she was playing the piano for them and led songs and so on.
然后她为他们呢就是伴奏，然后那些姐妹呢，那些美国的那些弟兄姐妹就可以一起唱歌。
So after the gathering, and then Linda was ready to leave, so she got into her car.
然后林聚会结束之后呢，琳达就去了她的停车场，就准备要上车，准备要走了。
And there was a lady came out and tried to get to her car.
然后另外一个女士呢，一个姐妹呢，她也出来了，她也要去，她也要准备走了。
And then she saw Linda.
然后她就看到我太太 Linda.
She turned around and walked towards her car.
然后她就停下来，走到 Linda 的那个面，去往 Linda 的那个车的方向走。
Knock on her window.
然后她就去敲她的车门。
And then she said.
You
play so beautifully.
哦，你弹得真好。
We thoroughly enjoyed.
他说我们非常享受。
This lady made an extra effort to appreciate her.
然后这个姐妹呢，就特意的做努力呢，来表示她的这种感谢。这个、感谢
I think that was awesome.
我觉得那个很棒。
I think we should learn that.
我觉得我们应该彼此学习这一点。
Okay, number eight is humble person gives up rights for others.
谦卑的人呢，愿意放弃自己的权利。
Remember the story of Abram and Lot?
记不记得那个亚伯拉罕跟罗德的故事？
Abram was Lot's uncle.
这个亚伯拉罕呢，他是罗德的大伯。
And then they both got rich. They have a lot of flocks.
他们都很富有，然后他们每个人都有很多的羊群、牛群。
But the land that they were on was that they don't have it does not have enough grass for both families.
他们那个所在的地方呢，那个地方没有足够的草给他们的牲畜吃。
So their shepherds will fight.
所以他们两方的牧羊人就会有这个争执。
So Abraham pulled Lot over and said,
然后亚伯拉罕呢就去给罗德说
You and I are family.
他说我们是一家人
We should not quarrel.
我们不应该吵架
You make a choice. If you want to go to the right, I'm going to go to left.
你做一个选择，如果你去右边呢，我就去左边。
If you go to right, I'm going to go to left.
你去右边，我去左边。
You choose.
你先选。
So Lot looked around and then saw,Hey, that land over there, the plain that's near the Jordan River, that looks very green.
然后罗德就看了看，说：“哎呀，说那边很那个靠近约旦河的那个平原呢，看上去很绿油油的。”
So he said, "I'm going to choose that place for my flock."
他说：“那我就选那块地，那我的那个羊群牛群在那儿就会吃着很好。”
And then, so he went to that well-watered plain of Jordan.
他就去那个就是那个看上去。水草丰美的那个草原
，and then Abram went to a less watered the land of Canaan.
然后呢，那个亚伯拉罕呢就选了一块没有那么就是比较贫瘠的一块，在迦南的一块地。
Now of course, Abram could have done this.
但是其实亚伯拉罕也可以这样说
：Lot, I'm older than you are.
罗德，我是长辈。
And if it had not been me brought you out, you could not be that rich.
如果我不是把你从家乡带出来，你根本也不可能这么富有。
So I'm going to choose first.
所以我要先选。
No, he didn't do that.
他没有，但是那个亚伯拉罕没有那么做。
He forsake his right to keep a peace, so he gave that choice up and then gave it to Lot.
他放弃自己的权利呢，来保持他们中间的和睦，然后他把这个选择权给了罗德。
Of course, then he end up as a less, watered land.
所以他选的那块地呢，实际上不是那么从，就是不是那么好，不是那么水草丰美的一块地。
But then something happened.
但是呢，后边发生了事情。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起看，创世纪13:14-17.
The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, look around from where you are, to the north and the south, to the east and west, all the land that you see, I will give to you.And your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you.
我们一起来读。罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地。我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多。人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
Because Abraham gave up his right,
因为亚伯拉罕放弃他的权利，
and God said, I'm going to give you this land to you,
然后神就对他说，我要把这块地赐给你，
to your descendants,
赐给你的后裔，
forever,
永远的赐给他们。
Just walk around, wherever your foot can step on, that's yours.
你就纵横走遍这地，只是你的脚掌所踏之地都是你的。
I think Abraham at the end got a better bargain.
你想想，亚伯拉罕最后得到的是一个更好的一个交易。
Because he gave up his right for others.
因为他为了别人放弃了他的权利。
Now, a humble person also loves other people.
一个谦卑的人呢，也是去爱，也是一个有爱心的人。
Remember, Jesus washed the disciples' feet. He also washed Judas' feet.
记得吗？主耶稣在洗门徒脚的时候，他也洗了那个叛徒犹大的脚。
Now, the scripture was read was that he was being tempted by the devil to betray Jesus.
你知道那时候那个圣经上讲到说，那个魔鬼把卖耶稣的这个意念呢，放在犹大的心里。
So he
他被诱惑，他被试探。
So he has not made up his mind yet.
他在那个时候呢，犹大在那个时候，耶稣给他洗脚的时候，其实还没有下定决心。
So when Jesus came to him,
当耶稣来到他跟前的时候
，knelt before him.
主耶稣在他面前就是蹲下来，跪下来。
And then pour water on his feet.
然后把水倒在他的脚上
，cleaned it up.
然后洗他的脚。
And then dry his feet.
然后用毛巾擦他的脚的时候
，I wonder what was going on in Jesus's mind.
我那时候在想，主耶稣在洗犹大的脚的时候，心里在想什么呢
？He knew that the devil was tempting him.
他知道这个魔鬼呢，在那时候在试探犹大。
He wanted Judah to overcome this temptation.
他希望犹大能够胜过这个试探。
He wants to save him. He tried to get him back.
他想要救犹大，想要把犹大带回来。
A humble person has the compassionate heart and has the heart for the lost.
这个谦卑的人呢，是一个有爱、有这种怜悯心肠的人。他对那个失丧的人呢，是有这种负担的。
A humble person endures.
一个谦卑的人也是一个有耐心、能忍耐的人。
Now, sometimes when we wash our brother's sister's feet,
当我们彼此洗脚的时候呢
，we may hear this. We say, "Oh, the water is too hot."
然后你就会说，哎呦，你这个水太烫了。
The water is too cold.
这个水太凉了。
You're washing too fast.
你洗得太快了。
You're washing too slow.
你洗得太慢了。
And sometimes the feet is right in front of you, and then,
然后那个脚就在你跟前，说这个脚怎么就伸在我眼前呢
？A humble person.Endures the service, even though in the midst of a criticism.
虽然是在有这个批评意见、有这个不同的时候呢，这个一个谦卑的人还是能够忍耐。
I imagine.
然后想一下。
Every one of us in this room.
我们每个在这里的弟兄姐妹。
We will learn to be humble.We want to learn to be humble from Jesus.
我们都想要学习主耶稣的谦卑。
And we are willing to wash each other's feet.
我们愿意去彼此洗脚。
What would this church be like?
那如果完全大家都这样做的话，我们的教会会是什么样子呢
？If every one of us learn the lesson of humility from Jesus.
如果我们每个人都从主耶稣那儿完全的学到这个谦卑的功课
，What kind of church will we be？
我们教会会是怎么样的教会呢
？I am 100% certain that we will have love and compassion。
我100%的确信，我们一定会有爱，会有这个怜悯。
We have the warmth of a family。
我们会有这种家庭的这种合一。
It's a place for us to belong。
就是这会成为一个让大家有归属感的一个家。
Not only you want to come, you want to bring your friends over too.
不单单是你想来，你也要带你的朋友来。
But it has to start somewhere, and that starts with you and me.
但是要从某一个地方开始，就是从我们自己每个人开始。
Is there any opportunity that we can learn to be humble at home?
有没有在我们家里有没有学习谦卑的机会呢？
Maybe that's a small step, and that we can start.
可能那是一个一小步，但是我们可以从那里开始。
At home, maybe let's look at some of the ideas. Maybe we can do number seven, give words of affirmation to our spouse, to our children, say once a day.
比如说我们可以从这里边选一条来学，比如第七条就是说常常赞赏别人，比如说我们对我们的配偶，对我们的孩子，我们可以一天说一句赞美的，就是肯定的话。
Actually, this saying the affirmation is not that hard. You only need two parts.
然后呢，其实去说这个肯定赞赏的话呢并不是很难，你只需要两个部分。
One is that to recognize what they did.
第一个呢是看到他们所做的。
And then how does it make you feel?
然后第二个呢就是说他们所做的怎么样影响你。
Husband says that, oh, after the dinner, wow, wife, you have cooked a very, very delicious meal. Thank you.
先生吃饱饭了，说哎呀，说太太呀，你今天做的这个饭真好吃。
Wife cooked a meal, it's delicious. Two parts.
然后是第一部分呢，是你意识到太太做了饭；第二个呢，这个饭很好吃，就是两部分。
Or you say to a child, say, "Hey, you have done really well in school. You have done your best."
然后呢，对孩子你可以说，你在学校里真的是很好，你今天在学校里很努力，做得很好。
I'm so proud of you.
我真的是很以你为荣。
So, did school work and you're proud? Two parts.
然后呢？两个部分，第一个是他在学校的他的功课，第二个呢是你对他引以为荣。
I think we can find something that it's a we can praise about using those two parts.
如果我们想要去就是留意的话，我们就用这两点呢，我们总是能发现一个可以让你赞赏的地方。
Now, if you're the one that's receiving that praise,
如果你是那个被赞赏的或者被肯定的人
，do not comment on that praise.
你不要去。对他的所说的这个赞赏或者肯定在做评价。
Husband says, "Hey, you cooked the dinner very well. It was so delicious."
太太先生说，哎，你做的饭真的很好吃。
Wife says, "This is same meal that I cook every day."
太太说，我每天都做这样的饭。
Or you say, "This was leftover."
或者这个饭是昨天剩下来的。
Don't comment on that.
不要再去做评价。
Yeah, just say thank you.
你就只是说谢谢。
Very simple. Thank you.
就很简单，说谢谢就好。
Now, is there any opportunities for us to learn to be humble at work?
在工作的场所有没有让我们学习谦卑的机会呢？
How about number three? Listen and do not have a prejudgment.
第三条怎么样？就是认真聆听，不做预先的一个判断。
So when your colleagues is talking,
当你的同事在谈的时候
，and then you say, I disagree.
然后你心里说，这个我不同意。
And then in your mind, you start to plan out what are you gonna say.
然后你脑子就开始想我该怎么说。待会儿等他说完了之后。
And then while you are doing the planning, you're not really listening what he's saying.
当你在想说你该怎么回答的时候，实际上你就没有在听了。
And then when that person taking a breath.
然后当那个人停下来喘口气的时候。
And then you suddenly start bang 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 bang.
然后你就赶快把你的意见都讲出来。
Yeah, a humble person will listen carefully.
一个谦卑的人呢，会很认真、很小心的、很仔细的听。
With the intent of try to understand what the other person is saying, even though you disagree with them.
虽然呢，你跟这个人的意见不同，但是你还是会仔细的听。你为了要听，要能了解这个对方到底想法是怎么样。
Can we find some opportunities that we can practice humility at church?
我们可不可以找一些机会在教会里也练习这个谦卑的学习彼此这样谦卑呢？
You know, our church has a lot of needs.
我们教会其实有很多需要服侍的地方。
We need people to clean the bathroom.
我们需要人去打扫这个洗手间。
We need people to work in the kitchen.
我们需要厨房里需要童工。
We need people to teach the Sunday school.
我们需要这个童工去教主日学。
We need people to care for the newcomers.
我们需要这个关怀的人去关怀这些新来的人。
And so on so far.
所以呢，还有很多。
If you have time and if you're willing, how about just try 3 months?
如果你有时间呢，你也愿意呢，就说哪怕你先试3个月呢。
Because we can use some of your help.
我们可能就是你的帮助可能会帮，就真的是我们所需要的。
A humble person will serve, humble person will endure.
这个谦卑的人呢会去服侍，谦卑的人呢也能忍耐。
Jesus said to Peter that if I don't wash you, you have no part with me.
主耶稣对彼得说，如果我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
Likewise, Jesus is telling us that if we're not humble, if we don't learn the lessons of humility, he has no part with us.
主耶稣也对我们说，如果我们不能学到，我们不谦卑，我们不能学习谦卑的功课，那我们跟主耶稣也是没有关系的，也是无份的。
So we need to surrender ourselves and then let him be the master of our life.
所以我们要降服在他面前，让他做我们生命的主宰。
Walk with him every day and learn the lesson of humility from him.
每天和他同行，从他那里学习谦卑的，学习谦卑。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this opportunity.
主耶稣，我们感谢你给我们这个机会。
And Jesus, you set an example to be humble in your kingdom.
主耶稣，你为我们设了榜样，怎么样在你的国度里谦卑。
I ask you that you will help each one of us today.
求你今天帮助我们在座的每一个人。
That we are going to surrender our lives to you, let you be the master of our life.
我们帮助我们能够把我们自己完全降服在你面前，让你做我们生命的主人。
And we want to learn the humility from you.
我们想从你那里学习谦卑。
Because you ask for us to be humble.
因为你要我们谦卑。
You want us to be humble to each other.
你也让我们彼此谦卑，彼此顺服。
As our church look ahead of a new year, we ask you that you give us the spirit of the humility in our church.
我们想想我们未来教会未来的路，我们真的是求你把你谦卑的灵降在我们中间。
So that your name will be glorified and your kingdom will be advanced.
所以就让你的名得到尊荣，让你的国度被扩展。
We thank you in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们感谢你，我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.